Last week, the Obama administration made a shift in its deportation policy. It now says it will focus on deporting foreigners with criminal records. A single-sex couple in San Francisco hopes the new policy will offer them a reprieve. One of them, an Australian national, is facing an impending deportation order that would split him and his partner apart. Reporter Monica Campbell has a story.
The romance started 19 years ago in a cafe in Sydney. That's when Anthony Mack of Australia met Bradford Wells, a tourist from San Francisco. Here's how Mack and Wells remember it.
We met after the Mardi Gras party in Australia, in Sydney, and we just started talking.
We met and we hit it off immediately. Before I left Australia to come back to San Francisco, I knew that this was the man that I had looked for my whole life.
Before long, Mack moved to San Francisco to be with Wells. 7 years ago, the couple married in Massachusetts. They now live in San Francisco in a Victorian house filled with art, a tomato garden out back, and two dogs. Mack says,
"We've just tried to spend time together and be together. That's all we've ever done."
But Wells, who's 55, has AIDS, and his health is deteriorating. Today he's too weak to work. Mack is his husband's sole caregiver.
I help Brad with his day-to-day things. You know, I help him with his lifting and the shopping, and I do the stuff around the house, making sure he takes his medication at the right times and stuff, things like that. It's just things that couples do for each other.
Now the couple faces another battle over deportation. The federal government doesn't recognize the couple's marriage. Mack has maintained his legal status over the years through a variety of visas, but his options have run out, and immigration officials have denied his green card application. The Obama administration's new deportation policy may not help Mack's case. While the new policy recognizes same-sex couples as family, it only applies to people already tangled in the deportation process. That's not Anthony Mack's situation. He hasn't broken any laws, and he hasn't yet received a deportation order.
Staying here under a legal status, a lawful status, has always been work. It's never been easy, and it has cost tens of thousands of dollars over the years, and lots of stress.
Wells is frustrated that his husband's determination to remain legal isn't paying off.
He filled out visa applications that were as thick as a phone book, documenting everything. Every dollar he collected, every dime he spent. It's just devastating to think that the man I had built my life with for the last 19 years was going to be taken away from me, for no good reason at all, just taken away from me.
Mack plans to appeal a deportation order. Steve Rawls of the gay rights group Immigration Equality says that in Mack's case,
the best case scenario will be if the Department of Homeland Security simply doesn't act on his case, as court challenges to the Defense of Marriage Act make their way through the judiciary.
But if the government does act, Mack faces the prospect of having to move back to Australia, perhaps without Wells, who's ill and wants to remain near his doctors. Mack tries to remain optimistic.
I think that there's enough people out there in a position that can do something that will look favorably upon us.
That may not happen soon enough. Mack's legal status expires tomorrow. For The World, I'm Monica Campbell in San Francisco.